ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवस, आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग प्रॉपरली एंड विच हैव सम सेंस ऑन दिस वेरी नाइस श्लोक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो वी गोइंग टू डिस्कस टुडे श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 Chapter 1, text number 22.
Ureva pumsa vadhrato dharajvaro. Bhavad bir anshair yadushupya janyatam. Bhavad bir anshair yadushupya janyatam. स यावदुर्व्याभरमीश्वरेश्वरः स्वकालशक्त्या शपयंश्चरेद् भुवि।
मंगलाचरण फ्लस्ट।
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
सो द टॉपिक एट हैंड इज और प्रस्तुत विषय इज दैट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड दैट नाउ द डेमिगॉड्स हैव अप्रोच्ड द साइड ऑफ शिरो, व्हाट इज दैट, शीर सागर। दे हैव नॉट बीन एबल टू सी लॉर्ड विष्णु। सो नाउ ब्रह्मा जी इज इन मेडिटेशन as explained by Srila Prabhupada in the previous purport, is a transcendental way by which the knowledge of the Lord is revealed within the heart of Brahmaji. Tene hridaya adikavye muhyanti yata surya. Just like the Lord amplified, Prabhupada used the word, amplified Vedic knowledge within the heart of Brahmaji in the beginning of creation. Similarly now, that means 5000 years back, the Lord is amplifying or relaying His message through the heart of Brahmaji. So now what the Lord spoke through Brahmaji will be related in the four shlokas here. Text number 22, 23, 24 and 25. I have been given text number 22. So let us first get introduced to the shloka and the meaning of the words. Pura eva. Pura means before. Eva means certainly. Certainly. Now you see Brahmaji is speaking, but actually Lord Vishnu is speaking through Brahmaji. So Lord Vishnu is speaking pura eva. That means beforehand, before you are telling the misery which is happening on the earth, the Lord was knowing it beforehand only. Pumsa, Pumsa means Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Avadrita, He was knowing it. So Pureva Pumsava Dhrita Dharajvara. Dharajvara means, Jvara means fever. So all these demons were like fever for Mother Earth. Were trampling the earth in the form of various kings. So the meaning of the first line is Pureva Pumsava Dhrita Dharajvaro. That means the Lord Vishnu was saying, this is known to Pumsa, that means Lord Vishnu, it is known to me. And Prabhupada also explains, it was known to Krishna basically. It is known to Krishna that these people who are like a fever for Mother Earth are giving trouble to her. So now, it's not that you are informing me and that's why I am knowing it beforehand only. Later on in the comments, time permits, it is mentioned, that's why, because I already know, that's why I am not presenting myself before you to hear directly from you. Pureva, I am knowing it beforehand only. So, the second line means, Bhavad bir ansher yadushu pajanyatam. Yadushu means in the dynasty of Yadus. And by this, you should also indicate it in the dynasties of Pandavas. Pandavas are also considered the associates of Dwaraka. So, say, Bhavad bir, you people, all the demigods, ansher yadushu pajanyatam. By your anshas, by your expansions, you should take birth in the Yadu Kula. Yadu Kula means Yadu Kula as well as Kuru Vansh, that is Pandavas. Upajanyatam means you should now take birth in that. Sayavad Urvya Bharamishwareshwara. How long we have to take birth in Yadu Kula? Sayavat, Sa means Supreme Lord, Yavat, till the time, Urvya means earth, Bharam Ishwareshwara, the Ishwara Ishwara, that means the Supreme Lord who is the Lord of the Lord, that means even who is the Lord of Lord Vishnu. Sanatana Goswami explains. Lord Vishnu is saying this point. He says, till the time Ishwareshwara, who is my Supreme Lord also, Krishna, is diminishing the burden of earth. Sayavad Urvya Bharam Ishwareshwara. Bharam means the load on Mother Earth. And how he is doing it? He says, how he will do it? If they ask this question, then the last line says, Svakala Shaktya. By his own time potency, Shapayans Charet Bhuvi. He will wander, Bhuvi means earth, he will wander on the earth, and Shapayans, he will diminish the burden of the earth by his own Kala Shakti. As long as he is diminishing, and how he is diminishing? By his own Kala Shakti. So now, is it understandable? Okay. Now let us read the synonyms. Pura, even before this. So even before this means even before you are coming and complaining here. Eva, indeed. Punsa, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avadhrita, was certainly known. Now it's very interesting how Lord Vishnu is speaking. He is saying, your problem is known to Pumsa. So is he referring to himself? He is not saying, well, it can also be, there is a way of speaking about ourselves in a third person. But he is referring to Krishna. And Prabhupada will say this point. So Pumsa, he says, this is known to Pumsa. That's like you say, somebody comes to me and say, this is a problem. I say, this is known to the president. So I'm not referring to myself as the president. You are telling me this problem, but this is known to our president. So president is somebody else. So Pumsa here means Lord Krishna and not Lord Vishnu. It's very interesting. We have to note this point. Avadhritaha was certainly known. Dharajvaraha, the distress on the earth. Jwara is very interesting word. Jwara is like, as we have fever, we become feverish, we become lethargic, we become so much distressed. So all the people who are demons, they are like distressed for the earth. Bhavadbhi, by your good selves, he is referring to the demigods. Anshai, expanding as plenary portions. That means the demigods should expand themselves and take birth in the Yadukula. Yadushu, in the family of King Yadu. Upajanyatam, take your birth and appear there. Saha, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yavat, as long as. Urvyaha, of the earth. Bharam, the burden. Ishvara Ishvaraha, the Lord of Lords. Svakala Shaktya, by his own potency, the time factor. Shapayan, diminishing. Charet should move. Bhuvi, on the surface of the earth. Translation: Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submitted our petition to the Lord, He was already aware of the distress on earth. Consequently, for as long as the Lord moves on earth to diminish its burden by His own potency in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear through plenary portions as sons and grandsons in the family of the Yadus. Now somebody may ask the question, when the Lord is destroying the load by Himself, why the demigods have to take the headache and take birth? So one devotee was explaining this point, that it doesn't suit nice to the Lord that He does all the work and devotees don't have to do anything. So He also engages them, just like in the pastime of Samudra Manthan. Then also the Lord was doing everything, but He also wanted the demigods to be engaged. So everything is happening by the will of the Lord, by the Kala Shakti, and this we can see now also how this Kala Shakti is rampaging all over the world, killing the people. People do not understand how, by sins, Mother Earth cannot tolerate. Now, whether she has gone now to complain or not, we don't know. It is interesting, 5000 years back also, when the demigods had gone to complain to Lord Vishnu, nobody from human society had gone. Nobody. They were not even knowing that this is happening. Rather, Naraji had to inform Kansa later on, when Krishna was supposed to come to Mathura, he informed Kansa, do you know what is happening? Do you know what Vasudeva has done with you? What kind of cheating he has done with you? Krishna is not the son of Nand Maharaj, he is actually the son of Vasudeva. Kansa was surprised completely. And then he explains that how the demigods had gone and complained about you, and now they are planning, they have taken birth in the Yadukula, and then they are going to kill you like this. So nobody in the earthly planets was aware of this discussion which is going on. So now Srila Prabhupada opens the purport and he picks up on the point. Pumsa refers to Lord Krishna, and he establishes it with the quotation from Brahma Samhita. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Rama Dimurti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So you can see this word Puman also comes in this shloka of Brahma Samhita. And that's why Prabhupada opens this purport with this shloka to establish that the word, what is that word? Pumsa or Puman is referring to Lord Krishna and nobody else, not even to Lord Vishnu. Is this point clear? Lord Vishnu through Brahmaji is saying that Puman is aware of your problems. So he's referring to Lord Krishna, that this time Lord Krishna is going to appear now. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations, such as Ram and Nrisimha, and in many sub-incarnations as well. But who is the original personality of Godhead known as Krishna, and who incarnates personally also? So that means the Lord is also, normally he is incarnating through his various avatars, but sometimes he comes personally also, and this is the situation 5000 years back. In the present verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the words Pureva Pumsa Vadhrita Dharajarah. The word Pumsa refers to Krishna, who was already aware of how the whole world was suffering because of the increase of demons. Sometimes devotees are questioned, so much Kali Yuga is there, so much sin is there, where is your Lord, what is he doing? So Lord has his own plan, and he does something when he has to do. That's the word is Swakala Shaktiya. He was aware of the problem. He will employ his own Kala Shakti to destroy the demons by his style, and then they cannot escape. And we are seeing it now, like a small virus. Doesn't have to extend a lot, just a small virus, and by that he can stop all the industry, he can kill all the demons. So he's just waiting, and whenever he wants, in whichever way he wants, he can destroy the demons. It's not that he is not aware of it. Without reference to the supreme power of the personality of Godhead, demons assert themselves to be independent kings and presidents, and thus they create a disturbance by increasing their military power. It's a very deep statement by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever we hear about this fighting which is happening between different countries, they assert this, that this whatever, this sea territory belongs to me, and that territory belongs to me, and then they will fight. And by this, they are bereft of the main problem of life, which is to advance in Krishna consciousness. Making this whole society individually and collectively as, dividing the whole society, human society, individually and collectively as friends and enemies. It's a very important point. They don't understand, we have not created anything in this world. And just to protect the sovereignty of our country, we waste all our energy. Both the countries who are fighting, I will not take the names, but both are not investing their energy in protecting their citizens from the real enemies which are within. No bomb is bombarded within to destroy lust, anger, envy. Nobody, there is no issue, no problem with that. And they are seeing that the enemy is outside. And this is what is happening there. I was just reflecting how much money gets spent on defense in India, in China, and everywhere else. And if the same amount of money is actually given for Anushetra, well, it's a hypothetical thing, because people will always feel that if somebody has a knife, I should also have a knife. And that's how it is called. That's a competition that goes on again and again. But this is very, very bad, because the whole energy of human form of life is directed in those things. And that was happening. Without asserting or without actually acknowledging the supreme power of the Lord, trying to be subservient to Him, trying to be under His subjugation. When such disturbances, I was also reflecting a point I was coming, if suppose one king was there, so much money would have been saved. Do you agree? If there was one king like Maharaj Parikshit, who is ruling all over the world, so people will not have so much competition over who will have built the best weapon or like that. Everybody will be defeated by him anyhow, so they will not compete among themselves. Does it make sense? When such disturbances are very prominent, Krishna appears. At present also, various demoniac states all over the world are increasing their military power in many ways. Prabhupada is referring to this point. And the whole situation has become distressful. Therefore, Krishna has appeared by his name in the Hare Krishna movement, which will certainly diminish the burden of the world. So is the Hare Krishna mantra or the movement going to kill the demons? Are they going to kill the demons? Sometime people ask this question. Our Lord was appearing earlier, so why Lord is not appearing to kill the demons? Now that person is not aware that maybe he is also under the category of demons. He may be drinking wine and all those things, and he will think other people are more degraded who are actually committing whatever bad things. I am not a demon. Maybe once in a week I take some varani or something like that. I am not that bad. So now, if Lord Krishna directly comes and he says, you are eating meat, you are doing all this nonsense, you are demon, so I must kill you. Then you will say, no, better Lord Krishna would have not invented now. Incarnated, descended. So now Lord Krishna is very merciful. He knows that almost everybody is demoniac. So he advanced in the form of holy name. So everybody has access to holy name. They can chant Hare Krishna and destroy their demoniac tendencies within their heart, which are also like tapa, like a jwara for us. Therefore, Krishna has appeared. Philosophers, religionists, and people in general must take to this movement very seriously, for man-made plans and devices will not help bring peace on earth. Beautiful point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. As Srila Prabhupada one time commented, and when he was, we have heard this, when he was before the building of United Nations, if the nations are united, there has to be one flag. Why there are so many flags? And why the flags are increasing every year? That means it is disunited nations. And as long as a person's sense gratification at the country level is satisfied by participating in UN, they will be united. And as long and as soon as that sense gratification is not provided, they will be the first person to leave the whole United Nations. So basically United Nations for sense gratification. And we must remember, wherever sense gratification is a common point, there has to be wars. There has to be war. Wherever there is sense gratification in the center, there has to be conflicts. Has to be. There is no option. And that's what people don't understand. If we are individually peaceful, then we can be collectively peaceful. One devotee was giving very nice example in this regard, very simple but very nice example, that if I have a stone outside and I am wearing a nice shoe, then it's not a problem, no matter how much the road is bad. But if the stone is within the shoe, no matter how the external situation is good, Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Gaur Nitya, Shri Radha, Shyam Sundar, I will always be uncomfortable. And this is what Prabhupada is explaining in first canto also. He says, when we are writing this purport, we have a difficult situation in front of us. There is a war between India and China. All the devotees might have read that. And he says, there is a pinprick which is being experienced in human society. There is no reason to fight, but people fight. And that is the nature of Kali Yuga. And the only way to destroy is, or stop it, by Krishna Katha, by Krishna Prasadam and Krishna Nam. That's how we become peacefully internally, and then we don't want to engage in sense gratification. The transcendental sound Hare Krishna is not different from the person Krishna. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nam Naminaha. There is no difference between sound Hare Krishna and Krishna the person. But how do I realize this? Srila Prabhupada gives the formula in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I mean, I am telling the formula. It's not that I have realized the formula, but the formula has been given. A devotee who chants Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, starts with that. The living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. Similarly, he is also eternal servant of the holy name of Krishna. So now, if the living entity chants Hare Krishna offenselessly, and in that spirit, to please the Lord, he spreads the Hare Krishna mantra, then that devotee is elevated to the understanding that the holy name is not different from Krishna. To realize this shloka, we have to chant Hare Krishna offenselessly as far as possible and also spread Hare Krishna. These are the two services which have to be done in relation to Hare Krishna, and in that way, in some way, we can diminish the burden of the earth. So this is, I have tried to discuss Srila Prabhupada's purport. I would like to now discuss Srila Sanatana Goswami's commentary on this. It won't be difficult. As soon as I say Sanatana Goswami, people sometimes may think it's very difficult. No, not difficult. But it's very interesting. He makes some more points. First thing he says that Pumsa means Krishna. And as a portion of his portion, Lord Vishnu says, I also has already understood the distress of the earth. So you do not have to inform Krishna. And because he was, and I also, Lord Vishnu also, was knowing your problem beforehand only, that's why I did not appear before you this time. I was knowing the problem already. Now he says, Anshair Bhavadvir Anshair Yadushu. He explains it very nicely. He said, you should be born with the unlimited portions of Krishna. You see, Yadus, there is some number fixed, so many billions and so many numbers, but actually it means unlimited. Unlimited Yadu, there was unlimited members in Yadu family. So these demigods have to enter through these associates, just like Uddhava and Satyaki. Sometimes we hear, just like this example is given of Nand Maharaj, we hear that some devotee named Dhara prayed to Lord Brahma that I may have same feelings of paternal affection toward Krishna. So then Brahmaji said, yes, yes. But we must understand that Brahmaji himself is praying for this mood of Vrindavan. So by his benediction, it is not possible to get that that he can become Nanda. And it's not possible also to become Nanda. So it should be understood that Dhara and what's the other name? Drona. Dhara is Mataji, isn't it? Sorry. So Drona entered into Nanda Maharaj, and through that he experienced the paternal affection which he had for Krishna. So this is one example, and other demigods also appeared. Another example is of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is an eternal associate of the Lord. But Yamaraj entered or in the body of Yudhishthira Maharaj and also participated in the pastimes. Similarly, Indra. So Indra also came into the body of Arjuna, who is an eternal associate of the Lord, and he also participated in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Is that understood? Okay. Ete hi Yadava, he quotes then, these portions are the Yadavas. That means this. Now he says, he takes the meaning of the word Ansha, means Ansha Yadushu, that means this. Anshas are expansions of Krishna. Ete hi yadavah sarve mad gana eva bhamini sarvada mat priya devi mat tulya guna gunashalinaha. He says that, O goddess, Lord Krishna is referring, all the Yadavas are my people, most dear to me and equal to me in qualities. So he is saying that he is equally powerful as Krishna. So all of you, Lord Vishnu is saying, all of you demigods should appear as sons and grandsons of Yadavas, who are eternal associates, and then you should remain near to them. And then he also says Yadava also includes the Pandavas. That means because Pandavas are also eternal associates of the Lord. So Yadukul means also Pandavas, and those people who have taken birth in Kuru family also are participating in the pastime of the Supreme Lord. Now then he goes into a point that saying that the word is Ishvara Ishvarah. He goes and elaborates on this point that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the Lord of the universal form as well as Antaryami. Antaryami is Shirodakashaya Vishnu. And he says that, giving various quotations from Shastra, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Then again from Brahma Samhita, you know this shloka, so I won't explain this. Yasek Nishvat Kalamathavalambya Jivant Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Natha Vishnur Mahansa Ihayasya Kala Visheshu Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. So these shlokas are quoted by Srila Sanatana Goswami to prove that the word Ishvara Ishvara is not referring to Lord Vishnu but to Lord Krishna, who is also the Supreme Lord of Lord Vishnu. Now somebody will raise objection, what is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna? They are the same person. Yes, they are the same person. But then we also hear from Chatan Charitamrita and Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Tadekatma Rupa. That means the Lord expands himself into other Vishnu forms, which has difference in terms of bhava, mood, and difference in terms of form. And they are called Tadekatma Rupa, which are also divided as into Swansha, Vilas, and all that. I won't go into details, but this is the point that, like Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna is not different. But still, in terms of form, Lord Balaram is white or whitish, and Krishna is shamish or blackish. And Balaramji has a mood that he is a servant of Krishna. Is it clear? There is no difference in terms of capacity or power or like that. But in terms of mood and form, there is difference. So, the mood of Shirodakashaya Vishnu or Mahavishnu is that I am a servant of Krishna. Is there some evidence? Evidence is there. Chaitanya Das, Mui Chaitanya Das, Chaitanya Das, Tara Sevakira Das. Who said this? Advaita Acharyaji, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu himself. So this is the point being mentioned here, that Lord Krishna is the original Narayan. He is the Supreme Lord of even Lord Vishnu. That's the point he is explaining on this point. And then he says, Athaham Ansha Bhagena Devakya Putratam Shubhe Prapsyami Tvam Yashodayam Nanda Patnayam Bhavishyasi. So here Lord Krishna is telling to Yogamaya that I shall appear with my Vishnu expansions as the son of Devaki. That means when Lord Krishna is coming, all the Vishnu expansions are within him. And then you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda. So again, this quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam is proving that the Lord Krishna is the source of all Vishnu expansions. It's all elaboration on the word Ishvara, Ishvara. Then again he quotes from the prayers of Brahmaji. Is it getting too difficult? Okay. I hope it's not. Something, just one word and how much they elaborate. Ishvara, Ishvara. He says,
Narayanastvam nahi sarva dehinam atmasya dhisha akhila loka sakshi Narayano angam narabhujalayana tachapi satyam natavaiva maya.
So Brahmaji is saying, my Lord, you are the original Narayan. But then Krishna says, no, I am not Narayan. I am the son of Nand Maharaj. I'm a coward boy. So, no. You are the soul of every living entity. And Lord Narayan is your expansion. So that again it is established by Brahmaji. So we see Lord Vishnu's statement, Brahmaji in Brahma Samhita, two shlokas were quoted. And again Brahmaji is talking to or saying, glorifying Lord Krishna. And he's saying that Narayan is an expansion. He's not a creation of Maya. He's your self-same expansion. And that's why Ishvara, Ishvara means that Krishna is also a Ishvara controller of Lord Vishnu. That's how it has been explained. Okay. Then he says that, and he explains with the word Swakala Shaktya. He says that the demigods may inquire, if you are aware that there is so much trouble in the earth planet, then why don't you appear immediately? Why don't you appear immediately? The word is Swakala Shaktya. When his time energy is engaged to do it, it will take place. That means it will take in its own time. When the Lord wants his Swarat, when the Lord wants, he will employ his Kala Shakti and by his own will he will descend to diminish the burden of earth. In a similar vein, I was asking this question to senior devotees, that the Lord's name has infinite potency. So why the Lord does not purify my heart immediately? I don't know whether the question ever came to your heart, but it comes to me so many times. Why so much struggle? Anarth nivritti, anishtita bhajan, nishtha ruchi, this. He can immediately elevate me. Then, very nicely Maharaj answered that he has his own plan. When there is utkantha, or to the degree there is utkantha or eagerness, to that degree there is experience of love. So to increase the desire to attain him, Lord makes us wait. It has been explained by Lord Krishna elsewhere also in 10th canto. He purposefully does not reveal himself immediately so that the utkantha, the eagerness within the heart of a devotee increases. And in that way he is enabling him to taste the love of God. This is amazing. So here also the Lord will advent, but he is saying advent by Svakala Shakti, by my own desire, by my own potency, not by your ruling. So it will happen in due time. Very nicely, one other comment he says, Svakala Shaktya means that time is subservient to Krishna. Very nicely, we had last time indicated in our discussion, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham. So this shloka indicates the Lord appears in every yuga, but he is not bound to act or manifest himself as per the time schedule of Brahmaji's day. What I want to say is that Lord Krishna normally comes in the 7th Manvantar, 28th Chaturyuga, but he is not bound to follow that rule. He is completely Swarat. And we must understand this rule also has been made by him only. But he can break the rule also, that you have to understand. Similarly, Kala Shaktya does not mean that under the force of time just leave, just like we are taking birth under the force of time, Kala Chakra, Maya Chakra. Similarly, the Lord also have to descend as per the time. No. Sva Kala Shaktya means this time is under his subjugation. Is it clear? This is a very important point. And if you reflect upon ourselves, how we are completely bound by Kala Shakti. This Kala Chakra is going on and on and on. And we must understand also what is this Kala Chakra, how it applies to us. Just like Very simple question. Yesterday at 9 o'clock, were you hungry? It's not a difficult question. It can answer is very much easy to say. It's yes. No. I'm already becoming hungry. So 9 o'clock every day we become hungry. If you suppose sleep at 9 o'clock in the night, then every day 9 o'clock we are sleepy. And 8:30 in the morning, what you are, how you feel? Sleepy. During Bhagavatam class. So this is a chakra which is happening day after day, every day. It's not that at night 9 o'clock I have eaten, so for next 1 year I'm not going to eat. Every day this is enforced upon us. The living entity does not have to eat, but this Maya chakra, under the influence of time, is forcing us, same cycle, every day, eating, sleeping and all these things. We don't realize this. We are actually bound in that chakra. The only way we can come out is by taking shelter of Krishna. So now, demigods will ask the question. So he will be there. So how long we have to be there? He will be there. He will descend on earth. How long we have to be there? So he says, the word is, Sayavat Urvya Bharam Ishwareshwarah. He says, you should be there on the earth as long he remains visible and he diminishes the burden of the earth. We have seen this. Lord Krishna, as soon as Yudhishthira Maharaj knows or comes to know that Lord Krishna has disappeared, immediately they leave the kingdom and they go to jungle and then they go back to God. They are not interested in being on this earth. So Lord Krishna goes and they also disappear. And other people also who have taken birth in Yadukul, they also disappear. Now something is very interesting and very mysterious. Sayabat Urvya Bharam Ishwareshwarah. As long as he is diminishing the burden of earth. This comment is amazing. So this, he says, you should not think that Lord is doing his pastime only when he is actually coming to earth and diminishing the burden of the earth. Rather, he is eternally performing his pastimes in the spiritual world and eternally performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. This is out of the world comment. Amazing comment. But he is invisible to others. Are you able to get this point? Sayavad means as long as he is diminishing the burden of the earth. So do not think that he is only acting when he is coming here for some time and diminishing the burden of earth. His pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, as we all know, are always getting enacted in the, what is a aprakat lila, invisible form, in Vrindavan. Even now it is happening. What is that shloka? Adhyavadhi lila kare gaura raye kono kone bhagyavan dekhi bare paaye. Even now the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going on. Same thing with Lord Krishna. But those who are very, very fortunate, they can see those pastimes. Just like you know that when Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, I am forgetting which of them, but he was very, very sad that he could not participate or see the Navadip Leela of Mahaprabhu, and that vision was given to him. Who was that? Raghunath Bhat Goswami? Gopal Bhat Goswami. So Gopal Bhat Goswami had that vision. So the pastimes are going on. If a devotee sincerely or very eagerly feels separation from them, the Lord reveals those pastimes in the heart of the devotee. And he quotes from Skanda Purana, Vasair Vasarabhi Cha Sakam Kridati Madhavah Vrindavan antarangat antaragatah saram balakair vritah. Krishna plays, not played or not will he play. He says plays, present tense. Krishna plays with the calves and older calves within Vrindavan, surrounded by Balram and other boys. That means eternally playing, always playing. Just we cannot see that. Then he quotes another shloka. Rajdhani tataha sabhut sarva yadav bhubujam Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sannihito Hare. This is from 10.1.28. Since that time the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty, the city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Krishna lives there eternally. So this is how he is saying. He picks up this third line of the shloka and explains that it's not that Lord Krishna is only manifesting the pastime here. Just his pastimes are eternally happening. He makes them prakat. He makes them visible to the people in this world. So the same thing has been mentioned about Dwarka also in 11.31.24, that Lord Madhusudan is always present in Dwarka, and simply by remembering that place, it removes all the contamination. So some of the comments I took from Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada, I'll stop here. If there are some questions, comments, corrections, then I'll take. Prabhu has a question. Maharaj, want to say something? First Maharaj, go. Maharaj, go. Some corrections?
Just an observation.
Okay.
I would prefer if you look at the word, the translation, the purport, so you get the full scoop of how Prabhupada's trying to deliver it, which is, you know, good and analytical, but sometimes due to our inability, we get lost here and there. So I'm just saying, better we just go through the whole thing. And then go back and touch upon the points so we have the full.
I didn't understand.
If you read the word for word,
yeah,
then read the full translation, everyone can repeat it if they like, and then read the full purport. So we get the full concept of what the verse really is before you start analyzing it. Because you analyze it so meticulously that I get lost a little bit.
So. Oh, okay.
But if, you know, any good points are there, but I'm just saying, traditionally we go through the translation.
Normally, I have seen as an audience that whenever we read word for word, my mind is switched off. Sa, yavad, and just my mind is switched off. I don't actually, but see, it's a very subjective thing. It's like I may like wet dal. Somebody will like to have a little dry dal, and dry sabji, wet sabji. So this is my. Normally, this is how I have practiced myself to explain, so that people actually first understand the meaning of the words, and then that, because that's what I would do. But I don't know if it is understandable for others or not. But maybe just a different practice. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually,
what happens is, in my case, in this way, I actually remain stick to the purport. I don't have much chance to go left and right, which I personally don't like. I lead the purport and then I can go off at any point. So that can be done. Maybe next time I'll try to do that. Yes. I'm not sure I'll do that, but maybe I'll try to do that. I don't promise. Yeah. Yes, please.
No problem.
Yes, please. Yes.
So, you see, Yudhishthira Maharaj, they were devotees of Lord Krishna. They were devotees of Lord Krishna.
Devotees of Lord Krishna, yes.
So, why could not they see that Krishna is present, even though he left the planet? Why could not they see that Krishna is present? Just like Krishna is present.
Why they could not see that Krishna is present? The same question you can ask to the gopis also. They are not simply satisfied by Krishna or being satisfied by Krishna, by observing Krishna in the heart. It has been explained in the first canto itself. A person who has been purified by association of saintly devotees, he cannot stop hearing about Krishna. So how can a person give up who the association of Krishna with whom they have directly interacted? So we have no conception, at least I can talk about myself, of what Yudhishthira Maharaj is experiencing through his love for Krishna. So love of Krishna is not simply satisfied by seeing Krishna within the heart. They also want to meet Krishna. They want to serve Krishna. They are not simply satisfied by seeing Krishna every atom or something like that. They anyhow see that. But because of their feeling of separation, they don't want to be in this world without Krishna. That's my understanding. We will understand it when we have love of God. Right now we say, okay, anyhow, Krishna is in the altar, I am here, no problem. I'll get my prasadam. That's how we are living a life, eating nicely, sleeping nicely, maybe mating nicely also. That's the reality of our situation. We are very happy in this world being disconnected from Krishna, actually. So philosophically we have, I'm now going to be a little heavy, philosophically we have become devotees, but not psychologically. We also want to enjoy this world, at least I'm talking about myself. So where will that feeling of separation from Krishna will come? But Yudhishthira Maharaj is not like that, Arjuna is not like that. They have love of God, which we are hopefully aspiring for. Any other comments or questions, Maharaj? Prabhu also has a question, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. Did I say Tavat?
So Yavat
Uriya, yeah. Is there in the shloka?
No, I am not reading
that. Ah, okay.
So, Krishna.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Bhuvicharet.
You should stay there, yes.
And I love,
they should go back, yeah. Oh, so it's the instruction of Krishna himself that they should go back. It is even explained in Sanatana Goswami's comment also, I missed this point, that when yes. Yes. Oh, that's a very nice observation by Maharaj. You see, the demigod portions will go back to the demigod portions, and the eternal associates will go back to God. And then explained by Sanatana Goswami, that when it is explained in Mahabharata, that Arjuna and the Pandavas went to Swarga. So we can understand that it's the demigod portions which went back, and then the eternal associates went back home, back to Godhead. That's my understanding. You can correct me. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Oh, acha, that is that the eternal associates are performing. The Yadukuls, that means Adhyavadi Leela Kare Gaura Rai. So Leela is always done with associates. So those eternal associates are always there with Krishna. Just like, at least I can remember from that Brihad Bhagavata Amrit, where that Brahmana who was being taught by Gopakumara instruction, that at certain point he sees that here only Krishna is there, the coward boys, earlier he could not see, all of them begin to manifest. So the eternal associates are always there with the Lord, doing participating in the Aparakattila. I mean, you can correct me if I am wrong, but this is what my understanding is. And the demigods can only participate when the Lord comes here and then does the pastimes. Any correction for us? Maybe I am not understanding the comment or question. Yes. Yes. No, it is mentioned here you take birth as sons and grandsons in the Yadu dynasty. That means they will, like in a drama, there are additional players. So they are additional people in the pastime of the Lord. They are getting to participate in the pastimes of the Lord, not necessarily that they will go back to or go back into the upper Kattila. That has not been mentioned up till now.
No.
Yes.
So like you give example that many they will go to the
Kattila. Yes. Yes.
Well, we have any example, any demigod appeared in a Jadu dynasty, but in Jadu
Supajaya. I give an example that one demigod was Drona, who appeared in as Nand Maharaj, but not as Nand Maharaj, through Nand Maharaj he appeared. And then, what is that name? Devaki and Vasudeva. Vasudeva were earlier, what? Prashni and Sutapa. So it's my understanding, but I'm not sure if Prashni and Sutapa are eternal associate of the Lord, but they're entering through what was there, Vasudev, and then getting benefit. There is no question, yes. There is no question. Now, it has been mentioned here, I am not still remembering the name of which demigod appeared at who. The example is given of Satyaki and Uddhav, but they are also eternal associate of the Lord. So in, yes, now I remember. In 11th canto, Lord Krishna tells to Uddhava, I know in some previous birth, you had desire to have this affection for me. And this is your last birth. Now this is clearly remembered from 11th canto. So there in the commentary it has been explained that Uddhava is not this, when the Lord is referring to Uddhava now, is this Uddhava is not the eternal associate of Uddhava. Because he did, Uddhavji never had to do any sadhana, but the devotee who aspired to follow in the footsteps of Uddhavji is also within Uddhavji. So now who the demigod is, I am not still remembering, but that person also came through Uddhavji. So the example has been, the names have been quoted of Uddhav and Satyaki. So that example I know. Others, I don't know. That is an easy answer. I don't know. And by name, I don't know which demigod became which person like that. Prabhu had a question? You have a question? Yes, can you mic to him? Mic, you can share. Back, sir. We have 1 minute. Yes.
And how the Hare Krishna mantra, through the Hare Krishna mantra, will remove this burden. I think you referenced that Hariharanaya Sadhana.
Yes, yes.
What won't happen? You said Krishna won't come and directly destroy the demons. Could you give some elaboration of what will happen, and especially given in context of Srila Prabhupada's desire?
See, one thing what I wanted to say is that if Krishna would have appeared directly, then he would have killed everybody. So he comes in a different way, he comes in the form of holy name, so he doesn't have to kill everybody and kill the demonic tendency. That was the point. Now, Hare Krishna and Varnashram, Prabhupada explains very nicely. Brahmanas, this is from one of the purports, very beautiful. Brahmanas should explain the glories of the holy name. Kshatriyas should protect those who are chanting Hare Krishna like that. And the Vaishyas should give maintenance by food and other things. And Shudras should work so that preaching should happen. So Varnashram should be dovetailed in the spread of chanting Hare Krishna. And it is natural when we deal with some devotees, we counsel some Grihastha devotees, if they are working in a factory. I have also worked, I have not worked, but I was in a thermal power plant. It doesn't work. You just don't feel like chanting Hare Krishna. So now, definitely, we have a farm. One devotee from Agra had joined. He was, I cannot name him, but he was in difficulty in Krishna consciousness. Very big difficulty. Not able to even chant his rounds and follow the principles. But now, every day he sends a report. By 3:58 in the morning, he does not wake up. He completes his rounds. By 4 a.m., he is completing his rounds every day. 4 a.m., 4:30, very late then 6 o'clock. So you see how by living in a atmosphere of mood of goodness, it is very easy to chant Hare Krishna. And when we go outside, I mean, I don't have experience of going to West, but devotees have told me that how in West it is so difficult to chant Hare Krishna because the modes of passion and ignorance are very, very, very prominent. I'm just saying theory, I have not gone to West. But this is how it's there. So people are given a sustainable atmosphere where they can associate with devotees, and it's not only the brahmacharis, other devotees also. So then it is easier to chant Hare Krishna. So it will be sustainable expansion of Hare Krishna, not that people are coming and then going and coming, and in Hindi we say Ayaram and Gayaram. They come and then go. It's not like that. They will be able to sustain themselves, because after 9 o'clock we need to have something, not a ghastly engagement which will completely despoil my consciousness. This is my little understanding. We are trying to work on it in the farm a little bit. Okay? Please forgive me if I have said something wrong. Definitely many things have been wrong, but I tried my best for my purification. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.